what comes into your mind when you hear the word covenant? Maybe the scene from the Raiders of the Lost Ark where they look into the Ark of the Covenant and then their faces melt off. Or maybe you think of the rainbow that appeared after Noah came out of the big boat. The rainbow was the sign of God's covenant that he would never flood the earth again. Or perhaps you think of the covenant of marriage. But what exactly is a covenant, and why is it important to understand as a Christian? That's our big church word on today's Day by Day. A covenant is a strong vow or promise, a legally binding agreement between two parties. In the Bible, covenants are what Wayne Grudem calls divinely imposed, meaning that man does not negotiate the terms of the covenant, but rather God sets the boundaries and man either accepts or denies them. And in the Bible, there are several covenants made. The covenant made with Noah that God would not flood the earth again. The covenant God made with Abraham. The covenant that he made with the people of Israel during Moses' time. And the covenant he made with David. These covenants were ways for the people of God to enter into a partnership with God to bring God's blessing to the world and make God's glory known to the peoples of the world. But the Israelites were not known for keeping their end of the covenants. In fact, just the opposite. The people of God repeatedly broke their end of the partnership. But the good news is that even though the people of God broke their covenants with God, or they couldn't fulfill their end of the covenant, God already knew this about them and made provision for them. He did this to show the people and us our desperate need for His grace and mercy and goodness. And the prophets in the Old Testament spoke of the day when a new covenant would fulfill all the broken covenants of the past. That new covenant would come and be fulfilled by Jesus. Jesus is in the line of Abraham and is the true blessing to all the peoples of the world. Jesus is the true Israelite who fulfilled the Mosaic covenant perfectly. And Jesus is the true and eternal King of Israel, fulfilling the Davidic covenant. And Christ invites us to enter into this new covenant with Him by grace through faith, where we get the credit for His work. And because of that, we are able to enjoy a renewed relationship, a renewed partnership with God. That's a covenant that I want to be a part of. When you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries throughout India. Also, remember the Igbo Life Word broadcast heard in Nigeria.